So we thought we'd reach out on a pretty significant day because today is International Guide Dog Day. Guide dogs are separate to what we're talking about here because we're talking about seeing eye dogs, but they do a similar service. So we pay homage, if you like, to those dogs that are doing a great job in the community. Now, in the studio, we've got Dez, who is not a dog. He's a real-life person. Morning, Dez.
Hi, how are you going?
Very good. And you've got your dog, Champ.
That's right.
Did you give its name Champ?
No.
Just came with the word Champ. And sitting
Came already labelled,
right. And sitting next to you is Matt Wood, who's an instructor and obviously trains a lot of these dogs. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Millsy and Carl.
Let's just visit the difficulty getting around. You rely on, obviously, someone to drive you somewhere. You don't set off here, you don't use ride-sharing services, but you do use taxis. Do you find the same issue applies or not, Des?
99% of taxi drivers are absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah.
And sort of you can't complain about them or things like that. Every now and then you'll get the one that just whinges and bitches about everything.
Yeah, for sure.
Under the sun. But that's human nature.
Now tell us about your journey. How long have you had no vision?
I've been partially blind for about 25, 26 years through an accident. I tore one eye out. Then ongoing from that, I got glaucoma in my other eye, which was very slow deterioration. I had to stop working and that because I couldn't do the work I used to do. From then on, I decided to get into blind sports and ended up having a great time travelling the world with blind sports and that. And sort of, fortunately, nothing really worries me. Then I got to a stage where I went totally blind, and along came my seeing eye dog, which was a gift from heaven sort of thing. He brought all the normality back into my life.
Wow, it's amazing. Now, the dog's name's Champ, and we've got Matt here, instructor. How long does it take for you and your team to train a dog to the level required to, you know, be allowed to be utilised by Des?
Yeah, our dogs are trained in Melbourne in our Seeing Eye Dog Training Centre at Kensington, and they have about 12 months as a puppy with puppy raising over there. And then when they come back into the centre, they're reassessed, they have 5 months of training. So their whole school career is about 20 weeks. And then once they've gone through the training and they make it through, they graduate, and then we distribute them all across Australia.
How much does it cost to train a dog?
To train the dog is about $50,000. So we get some of that money back for people that have got the NDIS, the National Disability Insurance Scheme. They're eligible for that, but not everyone's eligible for that. So we still need donations as well.
Right. And how much of an impact has it had on your life, Des?
He's given me my whole life back, realistically. It's like having my sight back. Really? Nothing worries me. I'm not worried about going anywhere. We're out and about all the time. I live a normal life where I love my music, so I'm out at pubs listening to bands. I go to concerts.
Really?
Yeah.
Who doesn't find the music too loud? Or
you pick your fights.
Right.
Has Champ got any like favourites? Like, are there any things that you like to do, you know, because you respect the relationship you've built with your dog?
Mate, some days we'll go for a walk and I'll just turn to him and say, right, it's your pick.
And he knows that he wants. Knows.
And we can go out and we'll walk for 3 or 4 hours. And in the end, I'm that way that I think to myself, well, where the hell am I? You know?
Yeah.
And then I'll turn to him and say, all right, come on, it's time to go home. And I know
that he'll take you home.
That he'll take me home.
Yeah.
I've got a mate who's also got a dog, a seeing eye dog, and he says that the working life of a seeing eye dog's about 10 years and they're still part of the family, even though he's got a new one.
Yeah.
Is that the plan? How old's Champ and how long has he got left with you reckon?
Well, Champ will be 10 in May.
Right.
Hopefully he's still got a bit this has been a subject of contention, about 12 months working life.
Right. And then you've got to firm a new bond because it's like having a new partner, I suppose.
Realistically, the best way of me putting it is it'll be like going blind again and learning to see again.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, just Matt, again, another question. We're seeing dogs allowed into a lot more places. I think even as, you know, pets, people are being allowed to take their dogs to a lot more places. What about the rights in the community when it comes to a seeing eye dog?
Seeing eye dogs are exactly the same as guide dogs as well. So all those dogs that assist people that have got a vision impairment have full access rights to everywhere in the community. The only places that realistically, just for hygiene or safety, operating theatres. Now, who wants to walk into an operating theatre or a commercial kitchen or a zoo for the cross-contamination and infection in a zoo? So just where everywhere else in the world, our dogs are entitled to go, and that includes ride shares, you know, restaurants, hotels, motels, shopping centres.
Des, what's he eat? Because he's a big boy.
He eats a a dry food.
Right.
But he, for a big boy, he eats next to nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a big dog. And they tell me you shouldn't, he's a working dog, so he's a loving dog to you, obviously, because without him you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. But from an outside person, if I saw you in the street, can I pat the dog or is that a no-no?
You know what? If somebody, because I use him for education as well, and if somebody comes up and asks me if they can pat the dog, I don't have a problem with that, but I remove his harness first.
So he knows he's not working. Oh, yeah. Smart, very smart. Well, mate, great to meet you. And people listening will say, you know what, well, it's transformed Des's life and obviously transformed a lot of other people. Do you take donations? Can people get involved and help you out?
Yeah, absolutely, Millsy. We don't have a puppy raising program in Perth at the moment with Vision Australia and Seeing Eye Dogs, but people can sponsor a puppy if they want to get that involved. Uh-huh. So they get all the details and updates on how that puppy's going, or just make a donation as well to us on our website. It's Vision Australia.
The only thing I'm a bit worried about is the cruelty to the dog, the fact that you make it wear a Dockers jumper. Have you ever thought about the impact it's having on Aussie?
Yeah. I thought that was a rumour.
No.
Hey?
Mate, I just thought I'd be polite and not stir you up.
Well,
otherwise I would have put it on him.
Well, it wouldn't be stirring me up because your cabinet's still empty.
Well, you know, yeah, but there again, you know, we're not crawling on the ground either, are we?
Hey, he's got a dog, you don't. All he has to do is say attack and you're in trouble.
Eagles win this week and the Dockers lose. You know how many wins you're on, don't you?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, there's always next week, mate. There's always next week.
Good on you, mate. Hey, lovely to meet you, Des and Champ. Good on you. And so much, Matt, for the work you're doing. Good luck.
Thanks,
and well done to all those dogs that assist people within our community. Millsy and Carl, 6PR Brekkie.